The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This coming Tuesday, the 21st, I was supposed to be playing golf. Now, I love to play golf. I'm not that good, but I enjoy it. And one of the golf tournaments that I play in every year is the Crime Stoppers Invitational. It's brought to you by the Fred Collins Foundation and a lot of other great sponsors. Crime Stoppers is just a wonderful organization. It's held a special place in my heart for many, many years. They do a lot of good work. It's a way that you can call in your tips about, things that are suspicious, about crimes, about people who, are wanted. Your identity is never revealed, and you could receive up to a $2,000 cash reward if your information turns to an arrest. It's a nonprofit organization, so the money that they use to pay these rewards is raised right here in the community. So this golf tournament is important to Crime Stoppers, but like everything else, like so many things, it had to be canceled. So I wanted to call my friend Mark Meglick in for a few minutes this morning. Mark is president of Crime Stoppers, and I wanted to talk with Mark for a few minutes about Crime Stoppers and like all nonprofits, what they're doing to survive in these unusual times. Good morning, Mark. Glad to have you in.
Hey, good morning.
I appreciate you inviting me. Sure thing. I'm so disappointed that we're not going to be able to play golf next week, but we'll do it again next year. It'll be bigger and better.
That's right, Joey. I mean, it's really unfortunate that we're unable to play. Just like everybody else, you know, everything has stalled because of this COVID-19. And, you know, we would have had approximately about 140-plus golfers and another 30 to 50 volunteers out there at the Preserve at Embassy, you know, playing golf and raising money for what we think is a great organization and a great community partnership with law enforcement.
Right, right. And it is, you know, you hit on something there. It's more than just the money that's raised. We need the money to pay the rewards, but it's also just sort of getting the community together, isn't it? Having everybody out at the golf tournament each year.
It is. It's a great way for, you know, a lot of individuals, members of the community, our sponsors, you know, their employees to get out, have fun, but it also, it hooks up and links up law enforcement with a lot of people within the community because they play golf too. A lot of folks from both the Sheriff's Office, the Greenville City Police, and other agencies, you know, Simpsonville, Fountain, and Malden, all play in this tournament. So it's a great way. And it's not only is it a great way for us to partner with everybody and to get them together, but it also adds a lot of excitement.
Sure.
You know, it kind of motivates and it adds a lot of excitement for
right.
the cause.
Right. Well, you know, we'll do it again next year. And I was just so disappointed, but understand that we, you know, just wasn't the year with all that's going on. Again, Crime Stoppers is such a great organization. I also wanted to bring Tony Lee in on the conversation. Tony is with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office, but is also the coordinator of Crime Stoppers. So if you happen to call 23 Crime because you have information on a crime, Tony Lee is most likely the person you're going to talk with. And Tony, you've been the Crime Stoppers coordinator for how many years now?
I guess, Joey, it's been right around 30 years. I've been to sheriff's office about 43, so
wow.
I guess it's been 30 years or a little bit over now. So it's been a good job. We've seen a lot of good results with the tips that are coming in and continue to come in during this virus. It's business as usual at Crime Stoppers. We're still taking calls, and the web tips are still coming in, you know, daily. So if you have some information out there, you need to get in touch with us.
23 crimes. So Tony, what you're saying is that the crooks aren't necessarily practicing social distancing then?
No, but, you know, we didn't really expect them to because they don't seem to, you know, respect the law either. So, you know, it's a good way, as Mark was saying, for the community and law enforcement to get together and solve some crime. And, you know, we have these fundraisers, a golf tournament, to pay these rewards for people that call into our Crime Stoppers tip line. And Joey, we just went over 37,000 tips that we've had into the Crime Stoppers and a little over 3,700 people arrested and cleared about 10,800 criminal cases just through people calling in or sending us web tips.
Just because people want to do the right thing and take a bad guy off the street. Tony, what do you guys typically pay out in rewards?
Our rewards normally range from $100 up to $2,000. And obviously, the more serious case, the more stolen goods or drugs that we take in from that tip or the number of arrests we make, of course, let you know how much reward's going to be. We obviously wouldn't pay $2,000 for somebody going out and stealing some tires or something off a car or something like that. But that's more for our homicides, our big drug cases. You know, we even pay for information inside the schools. You know, we have Crime Stoppers in the schools, Scholastic schools, and those rewards are normally from $50 to $100 if it's something that happens inside the school.
Sure. And I want to just remind our listeners again that this money, it's not government money. The sheriff's office doesn't have a fund to pay these rewards. The money that is used to pay the rewards is raised right here in the community. And the golf tournament that we were supposed to be having on Tuesday was part of that. And there's different ways that we raise the money. One of those is we always have some great items in our auction. We have an auction after the tournament, like so many of these tournaments do, and we have some great things in there. And guys, I'm going to tell you, I was a little disappointed because I wasn't going to get to play golf. But secondly, you know, I love talking to people about Greenworks products. Greenworks is one of our sponsors. They make some great battery powered tools, outdoor tools, and I had a lawnmower that I was going to donate to Crime Stoppers this year as part of our auction. And I was just disappointed because now I've got this lawnmower and I needed to kind of get it out of my barn. And I planned to have it there at the auction next week at the tournament. So I thought, well, what can I do here? So I learned through the grapevine that my friend Mike Miller, with Ronald Blue Trust. Mike's also is the host of Talking Money here on Saturday mornings on 94.5 The Answer. I heard that Mike was in need of a lawnmower. Is that right, Mike?
Exactly right. So I just happened to tell you that, I've already bought a blower and a weed whacker and a hedge trimmer, and it was time to get a lawnmower so my wife can say, I don't want anything else with gas smell in the garage and grandkids coming in. Let's make it safer for everybody. So, yeah. So it just happened to work out pretty well that you had one.
Well, I've got one because, you know, we just gave one away yesterday to a lucky listener. We're Greenworks is just one of my favorite companies. It's real simple. You just put a freshly charged 60-volt battery into it, and you're ready to go. So Mark and Tony, we're going to have a little virtual auction here. We're going to pretend that we're out at Verde at the golf tournament on Tuesday, and there's a nice Greenworks 60-volt powered, and Mike Miller's going to bid on it. Mike, what's your bid?
Well, I should give, you know, when you're doing an auction, you don't want to give away what you really want to spend on something, but this is such a great cause. I'm going to say, all right, let's just go ahead and get this auction over with. I'll bid $1,000 and see if anybody can outbid me.
$1,000. All right, Mark Meglett, what do you think? Can we take $1,000 for the Greenworks mower?
I think we can, Joey. That's a quite generous bid for that.
Well, you know, and Mike Miller at Rhino Blue Trust, he's that type of guy. You know, he wants to support the community, but he needs to cut his grass as well. So $1,000, Mike, I got to tell you, that is so generous. And you and I talked, and of course, you do support what Crime Stoppers does. You know the importance of the organization. Thank you for what you guys do at Ronald Blue Trust.
So what you don't know, listeners don't know, I've got two brothers who are in law enforcement. One was with the Dallas PD and the Florida Orange County deputy, and another brother who is still a reserve policeman down in Central Florida. So I've got some law enforcement all around me. So I hear the stories of things going on, and I just think it's a great thing. If we can get more people to give us information, that'd be even better. So I'm on the Crime Stoppers website. Maybe I can help generate some interest from other folks that are listening. I'm clicking submit right now, and it's heading to you guys. So $1,000 on the way.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
And I will personally deliver. And this mower, I've already put it together for you, Mike.
All right, that's what I said. I heard you talking to Mike Gallagher yesterday. He said he couldn't do it, so I think that's already together. And one push button to get that thing cranked up, I'm ready to go.
Hey Joe, so, I think you ought to help him cut the grass now.
Now, Mark.
yeah, hey, I thought you were coming over, Mark. I thought Mark was coming over to do that.
Well, we appreciate
it, Mike. I can tell you one person who's not, that's Tony Lee. He won't be there.
Yeah, Joey, I was getting ready to say, I know that lawnmower has not been used if it's been in your barn.
Oh, boy. Mike Miller, thank you again for your generous contribution of $1,000 to Crime Stoppers, supporting this worthy organization. And Mike, I'll get that lawnmower out to you right away.
All right, sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, all right.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Mike. And listen to Mike tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Talking Money here on 94.5 The Answer. Mark, Tony, good to talk with you, my friends. And just wanted to do a little something since we weren't going to be able to get together next week.
Well, thank you, Joey, very much.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Tony, we appreciate what you guys do at the Sheriff's Office.